Fast Forward Productions, The Women Are Speaking.
Welcome to the Daily Hype Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Pollard, and a few times every week, we will be here giving you tiny doses of motivation, inspiration, and ways that we can all try to be a little bit better to ourselves and other people. We hope that you learned something about yourself, about communication, about relationships, and let's dive into today's episode. Today, I want to talk about a book that I'm reading because I'm really loving it. It's this book called Atomic Habits. It's written by James Clear. Maybe you've heard of him. Maybe you've heard of the book. Maybe you've read the book. But for me, it was something new that was referred to me. And the idea is that tiny changes make remarkable results. So for instance, like we all want to make that big change. We all want that like major shift in our life, right? We all have that idea. That's why we make New Year's resolutions, is because we believe like, I'm going to finally do it this year. Like how many of us are like, okay, I'm going to finally start working out in the morning, or I'm going to read 12 books this year. It's really easy. It's only a book a month. Or I'm going to start journaling in the morning. Like we've all done it. And who kept all of their New Year's resolutions? If you have, I want to meet you, because there's something that you don't know that we do. Every year I tell myself I want to read more. I want to read a book a month. I can't tell you how many times I've said that. And how many books do I read a year? Maybe two. This year I've been a lot better, thankfully, but it's because I've actually just been trying to like pick away at it. And it's something that I've been, you know, noticing in Atomic Habits also. The idea is that that major, major change that you want to happen takes time, and it comes from really tiny decisions that add up over and over and over again to become a massive shift. So for instance, let's say, okay, here's an example from my life. I am a night owl through and through. Like your girl wants to work till 3 o'clock in the morning. She wants to like, you know, watch TV. I'm up is my point. I don't sleep. If you know me, you know, I don't sleep. I did all this research about people who are doing well in their careers, who are wildly successful. What are the habits that all of them are instituting in their life? And one thing that I noticed from every single one of them was early mornings. So I said, I want to be an early morning person. I want to follow these habits, see how they change my life, see how they affect my life. And I started to implement it. I was like, I'm not going to wake up at 8:15 anymore. Like, oops, I would wake up at 8:15 and then have to be work at 9. Like, not a good employee. Instead of waking up at 8:15 in the morning, I want to wake up at 5:30. I'll just ease out of bed. I'm going to get a cup of coffee, maybe watch the news, get a 45-minute workout in, take a shower. Like, this is all totally doable, isn't it, Ashley? And no, it's not doable. Like, your girl needs as much sleep as possible. So it's really funny, because what I did was tell myself, okay, I'm not going to wake up at 5:30 anymore, because all I keep doing is sleeping through my alarm clock, feeling like a failure, and saying, you know what, forget it, I'm not even trying anymore. And I'm sure you do that too. I'm sure you do that about, I want to work out every day, or even if it's just 20 minutes, or I want to take a walk at night, or I want to read every day. It's like you stop doing it because you just feel like you can't institute it, because we're not being smart, I would say, about our habit building. But there's changes to be made. So this is what I started doing. I started saying, instead of waking up at 8:15, I'm going to wake up a minute earlier every single day until I get to 5:30, Monday through Friday. And honestly, it worked. I'd wake up at 8:15, 8:14, 8:13. And like, granted, there were some days that were, let's call them flexible. But for generally speaking, it really worked. And over time, it became easier to roll out of bed. You know, I made it where I was like, okay, I'm just going to wake up and watch TV for 30 minutes. And then I'm going to wake up, watch TV for 30 minutes and make coffee, maybe have a tiny breakfast. And it grew over time to being someone who woke up naturally at 5:30 in the morning, made coffee, worked out, showered before work. And I was that person, even though it took months to get there, because I let the habit form over time. So I don't know what habit it is that you're thinking of, but that habit that's in your brain right now, is it reading? Is it taking time for yourself? Is it listening to podcasts every day or journaling or working? I mean, I think I said working out already. Whatever it is, right? Whatever that habit is that you want to put into your life, how do you just add 1% of it to your day every day? So that tiny, tiny thing, you want to meditate? Okay, tell yourself tonight you're going to meditate for 1 minute. Then tomorrow, meditate for 2 minutes. And so on and so on. Let it build. You want to add more greens to your diet. Like have a leaf, right? I don't know what the equivalent would be. But start really small and just build it tiny, incrementally over time. You want to start reading. Great. Read one page. Tomorrow, read two. You want to start journaling? Write 2 sentences. Tomorrow, write 3. Start super, super, super small. Allow it to grow. Allow it to change. This automatic overnight shift is never going to happen. And I love that we believe in ourselves so greatly to think it's going to happen, but we're just human and it doesn't work that way. So that's my takeaway for today. Try to be 1% more of that thing and start from zero. And be 1% tomorrow and 1% the day after that. I hope you have the best day. I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Daily Hype. If you're interested in all the other things that Team AP Consulting is up to, make sure to go to our website, teamap.consulting, and you can check out our services. You can listen to our second podcast, The Unfiltered Entrepreneur, or you can even take a look at MeTime, our wellness product, to make your morning even better. Talk to you soon.